This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bill Workus of the Ave Maria School of Law in Naples, Florida, where he's also vice president of the Lex Vitae Society, which is a pro-life organization on campus. He is the logistical coordinator for the students who have made the trip from Florida up here to the nation's capital today for the March for Life on the National Mall all the way to the Supreme Court. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Obviously, it's a Catholic law school, and for many believing Catholics, there's a strong pro-life understanding on the issue of abortion. What prompted you and your classmates to come up to Washington for this event today?
Well, not only is it tradition, not only have we been doing it since the year 2000, but for many of our people, it's kind of a personal pro-life pilgrimage to come here. As well as a political statement make the people in Washington here understand that we believe, and a majority of Americans believe, in the sanctity of life when it comes to abortion.
As you mentioned, it's an annual event. So is it the same message every year? Do you change the theme at all in order to draw a little more attention?
Well, I know the march has been going on for 37 years, and as far as the organizers of the march go, I'm not sure what they do for a theme, but we just try to come out here in our same strong numbers every year. This year we have 43 people from the law school representing 19 different states, and I think just the sheer numbers here, between 100 and 200,000 people come, is biggest message we can give.
Are you noticing a shift among young people, Bill, on this issue? It seems as though when you look at national campaigns, the college-age students are usually more rabid for the Democratic candidate, who's most often pro-choice. What are you noticing about young people? You mentioned the numbers overall are trending pro-life. What about the young people?
Yeah, I think there is a change in the young people, kind of a backlash going on. All these years of people going to liberal public universities that try to, you know, force certain ideas about this right to privacy and a woman's right to choose down the throats of these students. And when they actually take a good look themselves, what's right and what's wrong, I think the students and the young people realize what's been fed to them is wrong.
Bill, as you mentioned earlier, the numbers nationwide are trending more pro-life. In fact, there are more pro-life people than pro-choice people, according to some of the latest surveys. What do you think is most responsible for that?
Well, I think one of the things is education and awareness. I know it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but you really can't overstate that. We really need to get out there, and we have been getting out there, explain to people that, you know, human life begins at the moment of conception, and abortion falls under a larger umbrella of the dignity of the human person. And once we can change the culture to realize this fact, I think that's why we see the numbers moving in our favor.
What political issues or legal cases do you see on the horizon? The last few years we've seen the partial birth abortion debate. We've seen the stem cell debate. What do you see on the horizon?
Well, as far as legal issues go, I think you can just see from all the court cases involving abortion and right to privacy, Griswold v. Connecticut, Roe v. Wade, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, it just shows the court is all over the place on these issues, and it really shows that I think they're fashioning something that's not deeply rooted in American law, but they're just making it up in the last, you know, 40 years or so. As far as political issues go, I think that the healthcare debate epitomizes the right to life battle right now. Members of Congress are fighting over things like the Stupak Amendment and the abortion being covered by federal funds. So it's being realized in Washington right now.
And Bill, with those 100 to 200,000 folks on the mall, and I know some famous speakers both in person and over the internet and over satellite and so forth, what do you hope Americans nationwide take away from today's march?
We hope they take away that there are other people like them that are pro-life, spoken to by the fact that there's so many people here. And for those that are not pro-life or have not realized it yet, I hope they'll get the message that every human life is valuable, whether it's from the moment of conception or a person in a nursing home. We all have equal value in God's eyes, and we hope people take that away from the march today.
Bill, what's the mood in the march? Is it joyful because of what you're promoting? Is it somber because of what happened 37 years ago and in the intervening years as a result of that decision? How do you describe it?
I think it's all over the place. Right now, I'm in the background on the stage. I'm hearing them sing a somber song, and I see other people around who are just happy to be here, to be with other people who share their views. And I see discouragement some days within the movement and more encouragement, like this week. There were some political events that made people a little cheerier about the prospects of healthcare reform, not including abortion. So I think it's up and down, but we just have to keep with the fight here, and I think right will prevail in the end.
Well, Bill, it's an annual event that, as you mentioned, draws a huge crowd, and it's a debate that continues, obviously, 37 years after the Roe v. Wade decision. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Bill Werkes is a student at the Ave Maria School of Law in Florida. He's vice president of the school's Lex Vitae Society, a pro-life legal organization, and he's the logistical coordinator for the students making the trip to this year's March for Life on the National Mall. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.